wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Porter Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is November 18th, 2012, of the first hour of a two-hour show. And welcome, listeners, and this is Dr. Wynn Parker. And as I said, it's a live show, and I want to congratulate the new listeners. I get a lot of good responses to the program, and other type of folks who have a different point of view. But keep in mind that the development of the information that you receive on Parker Pathways has a chronology that goes back 6 years. Each show is built on another one. And I'm pointing to a January 25th, 2009 broadcast, which the title of it is Discussion About Healthcare Records for Insurance Profiling to Determine Who Lives and Who Dies, to Determine Insurance Coverage by Risk Assessment. And, of course, that's been implemented into the Obamacare system, and of course this week was the implementation of Who Lives and Who Dies by the IPAB, which is an agency within Health and Human Services. It's the Independent Payment Advisory Board, and we'll be discussing that. But first of all, I turned down today an opportunity to interview the President of the United States. He's in Myanmar. He's giving a talk tomorrow at Yangnong University, in which used to be called Burma, as you know. And I felt that even though there are differences between me and the Beltway in that administration, I still have connections there. And every one of my shows has either something from the war room or from the politicians on the basis of it. So, and if I, you know, you got to realize that overseas, Obama's considered a god. And it says so in their language. His portrait covers all walls and processes. That's the same way in Germany, same way in France, same way in the process of some of the walls that come in from the Jordan River. Obama is considered a god on this earth. And I didn't want to be a part of that. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and to continue the conversation of a process, I'm taking a page out of Ron Paul's speech that he gave when he was leaving Congress, where he said we need more intellectual awareness and we need more economic understanding. The speech, of course, is to me, should be a tabloid speech of all of the indiscretions that have occurred over a period of 32 years that he's been in Congress. And in his practice, and he should be congratulated for his exposés. Notice every exposé, of course, never gets changed. And that's not his fault. That's the process of things. And I made another personal decision, which was very hard for me to make. Not only turning down an interview with President Obama, but The whole process of the disheartening attitude, you know, you have there's a process of RBN which says you can handle the truth, and I would like to put under that, I wonder if you can. After, you know, having calls, after having a patriot, with Charlie Daniels, the last show. And Behold a Pale Horse, which you can buy on the online RBN store. But 80% had comments and feelings that were good, and 20% said that they didn't like him because he talked about God. You integrate that and set that thought aside just for a second, because it will put some dots together. I turned down something that's very precious to me. in terms of the thing. I was on a long list, not a super long list, but a long list to become an administrative judge within the patent system. My analysis of intellectual property evaluation, of course, I'll be doing a lot of work on that. And on each one of my programs here, I have given you advanced information of which has to do with investment, science, knowledge, and potential for creating new people within the industrial workforce and in the medical workforce and in the processor workforce. And it makes it possible for people to advance. New companies have been created from our show here. People's ideas have been developed in molecular medicine that are astounding. But for those folks who don't like science and don't want to, I think, quote, talk about information or, quote, UFOs or whatever, they don't understand the science that goes behind this. NASA didn't work in a vacuum and still doesn't. So turning that down puts forth the energy that I want to put forth. I feel I can do better in terms of intellectual property valuation and mend my quest for being one of the few people who will file an amicus curiae brief to the Supreme Court to do to disband Obamacare's independent payment advisory board. What the public doesn't know is the AIPAB can only be repealed in 2017. You see, what your Congress people did was place the resolution for the repealing of the IPAB, which is the payment determination of cost for care for human beings, not animals. Let's get it straight. You know, you're told things, and it's like you don't react. You just say, well, I'm against Jews, or I'm against God, or I'm against something else. The thing. And meanwhile, you're getting it stuck up you because you don't go that extra step. You don't go the extra step. You know, remember a process when I started in 2008, and I was reading resolution sections from something called Affordable Care Act, which was still a bill before it became a law. And all those nice people out there, over 20,000 people, a process from Parker Pathways, 35 groups, seven got arrested going to the city councils talking about the United Nations. And there are little signs talking about the fact of going to Pelosi and the overcoming of health care in this country. They were wonderful people. You know, I don't even think the station understood what the hell was going on. And the thing comes down to the fact that if you cannot change IPAB until 2017, then the filing has to go against Congress and the Supreme Court, and that's what I'm going to do. It requires, on August 15, 2017, three-fifths of the majority of both chambers, House and Senate, to veto down the IPAB, and they only have a seven-month window in 2017. Congress did this. Understand what we're talking about. We're talking about the ripping up of the Constitution of the United States. So I'm putting everybody on my line in the sand. One, behold a pale horse. And I'm going to use Magigold versus Springs, a 1905 case, that states that anything that is not constitutionally in a provision but a general law enacted by the legislature may be repealed, amended, or disregarded by the legislature which enacted it. And then in Richter versus Quinn, 1932 case, the court said that on the Supreme Court, the will of a particular Congress does not impose itself on those who follow succeeding years. The Supreme Court in Obamacare said that these two decisions that they made would not govern. Now, you talk about socialism. You talk about the Newsweek magazine showing Obama in his regal, noble French capotus and his epaulettes and the halo and the process and the little strip across though you know white men are you're through, you know. And then you have the process. This is the feeling that's going on in the country. I say it's the feeling going on without knowledge. Just as Ron Paul says, the process of the fact that we need intellectual awareness and economic understanding. My friends, you're the process and the thing. You have an understanding of what Congress is doing? They're saying, and talking about it now, to stop anyone like myself to come in and expressly forbid the IPAB from rationing health care, which would cut the Medicare payments for services and procedures. But that's not the whole issue. Go to your doctor and ask if you can have a colonoscopy. And let's say that all of you then that have an age situation, that just pick the age that they've used, the cutoff of life and death, age 70. Your colonoscopy is no longer used for anyone over 70 because it's going to be, quote, cost and a thing, and they have a whole list of things. That decision is made by a computer in Switzerland. And you have 15 bureaucrats that have never taken a formation of science and the rest of it. And Health and Human Services is already on the heat pad for spending money to try to sell Obamacare to the public. So the whole thing comes down to the IPAB repeal is one of the goals that I'm doing. The thing is, I give up the process of administrative judge potential to be considered, and two, not talk to the President of the United States. And there's another reason I did it. The turning point was Charlie Daniels. I had that interview was given to me not because I went out and busted on it. They wanted me to interview him, and I didn't know that it had already been solicited to other people. And that's what totally the way it could be. There isn't any decision here. It's the attitude, the process of the fact that you take a patriot, a guy that's just trying to put his process out, a beautiful film that's been produced, and by Anita and Chuck, and the process of Thomas Jefferson, which says the resistance to tyrants and obedience to God. Do you realize that the whole course of the ACLU is to go in and file that God be taken out of prayer, Jesus being taken out of prayer? See, I'm not putting in the force of religion. I'm not putting in the force. People can believe what they want to believe. I never interfere with other people's belief system, but I want to not be in that position, and I haven't been, and I've stood for it. I was that way when I was active in the military. We prayed before we went to battle, lining up men in the open air so that we could be killed by people from the jungle while we prayed. I can remember suggesting that we pray within some kind of shelter. I remember that. Yeah. I remember the general saying, standing on, he says, "Well, you're a wise officer," and way by the said, "but this is the way we're going to do it, and the way we used it in the Second World War." Yeah, we lost 42 men one time just over that mistake, praying to God in the open. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, I put my line in the sand. It has to do with water, it has to do with food, and medical protocols the day I went first day on this radio station. And I told you, you've been suckered in every concept when I put together the doomsday water clock, which will, by the way, be published and probably receive the journalistic award, I understand, this past week. And with another thing, it'll go to the UN where I wanted it to be. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have a caller, Chris, from California.
Hello.
Hello, Chris, California?
Hi.
Hi, thanks for holding.
No, this is Chris from Canada.
Oh, from Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I've spoken to you in the past. Wow, you can say so much in so few sentences to elicit probably an eight-hour conversation. I really wished you would put that subhuman devil's back against the wall in an interview. That would be awesome.
Well, I was, the reason that I had been chosen for that is because there's a lot of interest that in University of Yangnong, which is was one of the most advanced universities in the world before the American West came to power in the university system. And there's some very devious dark forces of real world proportions that are going on in the world right now for real. None of this, you know, make up paranoid BS, you know what I mean? There's some serious stuff going on. And, of course, Obama made himself a dictator by the combination of placing Homeland Security with another formation agency to have martial law at any time. And, of course, that was placed together and signed 2 weeks ago, a few hours after he was elected, in fact. But anyway, how are
you? I'm sorry. I had a couple of quick questions for you. It's just that you caught me off guard with that one when I was listening in. That's that blows my mind. I spoke with you in the past about a reverse osmosis system. I don't want to bore people with it, but I got it on my own, but I went to a water store company, and because it was mentioned to me that I need to add some minerals back into the system or the water, because it takes out, the reverse osmosis takes out everything. And he'd said, why would you want to introduce something when you went through all this trouble to get everything out of the water?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's a good question, but I was told you need, there's good minerals that I should be putting back in it. I don't know which way to go on that one. I know maybe it's a silly question. Just a quick response on that one. I'll take it off air. Yeah. Another quick question. Do you have any relatives practicing medicine in Canada?
Not that I know of. I went to the university in Canada, in Quebec. I was taught by Dr. Olds, who was the one who discovered the formation of intestinal mucus and cilia can be responsive to stress. And at that time, that was quite an innovative medical discovery, which, of course, that changed medicine forever, because now you get Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, different diseases, things like that. But the thing, it's all controlled by the mind. And, you know, the hormone basis. In fact, I was going to talk about hormones today and cancer cells for females during menopause. But, no, I don't, as far as I know, no.
No, it's just my family members, not myself personally, but my family members are actually, their doctor is Dr. Barbara Parker.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, hey, can I
have her call in?
Your show,
yeah. So. Yeah, have her call in, Chris.
I'd love to.
Really? And I'll have a little chat, you know, for 10 or 15, or 5 or 10 minutes. I don't have much time on air, but, you know. Well, listen, I'm gonna answer your question off air, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for calling and listening, by the way.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Right. We have another caller, Jim, from Chicago.
Yeah, I want to comment on a couple things about health care costs. See, if you adjust for taxes and debt that's inherent in the health care system and the suppliers of health care equipment and pharmaceuticals, you know, property tax, income tax, mm-hmm. payroll tax, mm-hmm. also debt and interest, inflation issues. Also, we have a lot of poor immigrants that are coming in, as opposed to, say, like Denmark and Sweden, that raises our health care costs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have more overweight people that raises our health care costs, as opposed to, say, Denmark, Germany. Their diet is somewhat different. Also, another issue is we do have higher quality health care compared to Denmark or Sweden for the top 5 major diseases. We have, if we had the same cure rate for the top 5 diseases as, say, like Western Europe,
mm-hmm.
an extra 150,000 people would die each year prematurely. Because they have lower.
What's your question, Jim?
Well, I just wanted to comment. You were talking about health care earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you adjust for all that and licensing issues, health care would probably be like maybe 10 cents to 5 cents on the dollar. You see what I'm saying? After adjusting for all those factors.
Well, the adjustments now, as it stands, before we get full implementation, is 1/3 of everyone's salary in the United States. And I noticed that you didn't mention Mexico, Chile, Iran, Japan,
right.
Immigrations that are coming in here and killing us.
Another thing.
I have to go now, Jim, and I appreciate you calling.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Porter Pathways, Dr. Wynn Porter. I'm going to get back to the other callers in just a moment. I think I want to put your attention to an interview that was done to interview me, the American Free Press, and it's November 19th, 2012 issue, and the title of the article is Superbugs, Doctors at a Loss How to Fight Drug-Resistant Bacteria. And I want to put forth this article for you to read. And there are a lot of new aspects of what are called determinations, detection of superbugs, and some meaningful activity as to how to detect them in the future in terms of the customized biomarkers. And it's a good review article. I believe it's I think it's a fair interview, and it's well done. And it's also on online. You can plug in American Free Press and Superbugs, and then you'll be led to the article. I also want to make a point of letting you know that if you go to the homepage of RBN and go into the what's called the latest columns section and just click on archives, and then you'll see my name there, and along with others, but you'll see my name. You click on the name, and you'll get chloramine caused cell health damage. Also, that will be It's also been submitted as an award to the Scientist Association, which investigates what are called advanced scientific and medical, what are not breakthroughs, but are pieces of evidence, which are called evidence-based medicine. So that was another nice surprise. Of course, that's been translated in four foreign languages, which the listeners have done. And my hat's off to them. I will be doing another article of that nature for South America. That'll be coming up very soon. And understand what this line in the sand is, as it is in the Alamo discussion by Behold a Pale Horse, and which is called America's Last Chance, which is the title of it. Understand where we're heading, which is in the terms of what's called the Church's climatology. You see, climatology will be taken as part of the poster of Obama's, which is called the God Prophet, and that's not a parody joke. That happens to be the way it's worded in the process. This is serious business. It's a separation of the process of decreasing religion, placing the difference, taking on the Soviet communist concept of separation of church and state. And that's not hidden. That was discussed in China when Obama was talking to the president of Russia, saying he needed more flexibility. Of course, that was a process of the determination of giving up our military defense system and working it through into Poland. But it's called the Church of Climatology. And of course, the carbon tax is the implementation of a very fake concept to elevate in the tax to eliminate the process of carbon in records so that information can be controlled by the government. And of course, these records will the focus is the fake policy of getting rid of any kind of paper concept, so that it'll all be electronic mailing or electronic process, which has already been implemented under the United Nations Protocol of Agenda 21. And, of course, I know a lot about this because I'm working on algorithms within the electronic medical record for the global process of the customizing of medicine of who lives and dies on the earth. It's not my policy in the process, but as part of the being able to understand the diagnostic codes, being able to implement it for the electronic hospital, which is coming in our lifetime. So the idea that's the underlying Agenda 21 in the real world, I will probably in the next hour, if I have the time, to be able to read the actual wording of Agenda 21 on keeping records from the public, which is the whole end game of being able to work in the process. I do not want to be, and I have already declined, entering an algorithm in the electronic medical record in the process, which is, I talked about two shows ago. No, not two, because it was last show. So that would be instrumental in determining the process of mind alteration within the diagnostic code of brain diseases. So I'm holding that algorithm out and placing it within my own conceptual process of electronic medical record determination, of which I will be very helpful to the public and to understand their clinical medical record, of which I will be analyzing that of various people. In fact, I ask you if you have a there's a evaluation of patient X. Let's say has a what's called low grade lymphoma class 4. What would you tell this patient and say, well, we can't develop this process of giving you the proper chemotherapy based upon this because of the age, but we can do another test study, and which is a good piece of information for that patient, but this does not conform. In fact, we just had a caller from Chicago who slipped the word Denmark and Sweden in there, who have one of the most what's called volatile socialism medical programs in the world. You cannot have lymphoma class 4 treated in Sweden and Denmark. In the process, you can in some parts in America now, but you have to go overseas in order to get the proper chemotherapy method, because you have a naturalist who want to give herbs and vitamins, but they're class 4. So how do you develop the process of which form of antibiotic and chemotherapy concept do you have for that patient? Now, I could give the full lab report all the confidence on air just to give you an example of a real-world concept. But let's go back just a minute and take that little piece of information and set it aside for a minute so we can tie in with this other caller from Canada, Chris from Canada. Now he's saying, well, he has a reverse osmosis, and he's asking an important question, has to do with adding minerals to the water in the process. You see, that's a good point. I've talked about this extensively many times. Number one, the process of the development of water, as it is at the position point as it is now, is an absolute travesty and a shame in the market. The only generation of the process of the development of the real equipment that can handle making the process of the water, which is like in the laboratory, it requires 40 gallons of water to make 1 gallon of water within the lab to use the proper reagent water for testing. Otherwise, your lab tests would not be accurate. Your blood transfusions would not be taking in terms of the cross match. The process of development of making determinations, it takes water to have the process of the nuclear reactor to work for the mammograms. It takes water to develop the process by which you can have what's called the ion dectrode exchange on the diodes within the machines of the magnetic core of a magnetic scan to be able to make the correct picture. It takes water to develop the process of development for the human body to have 89% of the process of glucose and salt, sucrose, and electrolytes within the body. So the caller from Canada is asking an important question, and yes, minerals do need to be added. But of course, if you look at today, in terms of what these naturalists and the preservationists and the whole process of that, there's nothing wrong with taking vitamins. There's nothing wrong with being able to have supplements within a fluid base of electrolytes. It's electrolytes that you need for your heart to function. Your heart requires 62% of water exchange within the red cells to have the potassium expounded. You have to have sodium. You have to have the process of the phosphates that are developing with the chlorides. So what I would suggest for the caller from Canada is to get a bottle of electrolyte water and drink that. But I'll tell you why adding it to the water in the process has a detriment in the process. Because everybody, if you go to a page, let's say you go to a page out here into the world, I'm deviating from my show today, but it's an important question. The thing comes down to the fact you'll see information. You think I'm going to get some information. And so the way they have it, and then you have pages of ads all throughout the page. Everybody's selling crap that has no chance to work at all. In fact, I get so upset about it and looking at it because I know the science of this, the pharmacology of this, and the process, and I read this junk, and I think to myself, how in the hell do they get away with this? Well, they get away with it because it isn't regulated. They get away with it because, as Ron Paul says, we don't have the intellectual awareness of being able to understand. We just say, well, that's so and so, then that's the way it is. Ron Paul, in his speech when he left Congress, gave a list that lasted 3 pages of violations that if you were in a foreign country, you as a leader, you, the military would have arrested you. And the thing comes down to the whole the press. I remember in a mission I had in Mexico once, and the thing, I've talked about this on my programs. I'm sitting out on the bench outside the president's office, and you hear that sound on the tile. There's a certain sound of a military boot on a tile you never forget. You never forget. And the thing, and you're sitting there, da 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 da, and you go, the big wooden doors open. The general comes in, pulls out his revolver and aims at the president and shoots him. I saw that. And the thing is, of course, I was on a mission, so. But the thing is, this is the feel I get that's going on in the world. The thing, you realize, put your head around it. I've talked about it. Instead of sitting there and just sipping your coffee and think, well, what the hell? That's what they're doing. I can't do anything about it. It's like a caller I had a couple of shows ago. Call it mutts, it's mind games. In the process of that, we all know they're running things. And well, that's what's wrong, fella. You're not doing a damn thing about it. You're sitting there working it through, see. You're complaining. You're thinking, oh, yeah. I mean, no. I don't know if you can handle the truth, you see. And the process is that Obama's going to keep his science and technology czar, Dr. John Holden, whose whole concept with him and Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb is, I think, to put the sterlings in the drinking water to decrease the population. What kind of country do you think you've got? What kind of country do you think you have? What do you think this is? Some kind of republic now? It's no longer a republic. It's been taken over by the process of the following information. Let me give you an example. Fox News, I am told, had a process by which they always had the beautiful women with the fancy minds, the long, beautiful hair, they show their legs to the camera, and everything. And they're selling you, as they do in the big carvings in Thailand and the big palaces up there that were carved 4,000 years before Christ. Why do you think those beautiful women were at the top of the temple? Because the whole purpose was to draw the men up to heaven to be in the form of their own corruption, too, you see. That was these beautiful carvings. You see them in Burma in the process. One of the temples I'll be working in is like that. Let me put it to you this way. This beautiful Greek woman is drinking out of a vodka glass a solution that's clear that they call fracking water. This is on Fox. This happened about a week ago. So, to drinking out of fracking water, it doesn't show harm. It really has ingredients that are similar to food in the process. What do you think the stock market analysts are saying on the financial news stations, the same wording, the process? Well, these are only ingredients that you get in any kind of kitchen that you put into the wells to put the forth of this fluid, which is going to be used in the process of cracking the rock. It's below the water table. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You know what the propylene's in the process of this? Is in terms of changing your brain and changing your gene structure? Do you have any clue? Do you have any understanding of what this means in terms of how this will affect your lower intestine and the process, the genes change of FA427, the development of your actual genetic predisposition of genetic loci? When I saw Nancy Pelosi with all her female compatriots on the TV screen saying she wasn't going to, you know, step down in the House of Representatives position that she had in the process, I counted 5 women that I know in that group whose whole position is to get rid of the Y chromosome of males. The Y chromosome is a single copy in males that's absent in females, of course. XX for females, XY for males. Health and Human Services in the process, that's the next thing. Sustainer wrote the book Nudge, the process of how they developed 3 years of sinister recruiting for votes, many of them fraudulent. Excuse me, the same group. They want to get rid of the Y chromosome for males to contribute to biology for males to die. That is a real policy, and it's in Obamacare. Yeah. See you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. God bless America.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I want to finish the thought of how it was on Fox where they were. So this Greek girl, she drinks the fluid out of this vodka glass, and the people around the thing, well, I know the guy that recommended that you can drink that. That's safe, and you can do that. So she drinks it, and of course she calls people that are against fracking and the pus of the water as environmentalists, tree huggers, and the whole process, you know, of that. So let's add up the score. As it stands now, there are approximately 80,000 chemical substances that are used in U.S. industry and oil and gas, of which the Environmental Protection Agency is not testing. The chemical risk assessments, they're saying, well, it just can't be done because we don't have a bench to do that. And with the it's really bisphenol A, which is in plastic, which is really causing a problem, and that's where it is. What about the algorithm in the electronic medical record to be able to eliminate by spectrographic analysis various of the final phenols that are used in oil and fracking, which were excluded from being tested under Obamacare, which means that you have a liver process of what's called agglomerates and glutaminanes in the liver in the process of reconverting heparin within your liver, which you have necessary for coagulation. You think on that for a minute. That's planned by the government. So the thing comes down to the fact, and so now let's add up the score. The score is when we started in this, you have chloramine added to the drinking water, changing five major situations within your Krebs cycle of your liver. Two carcinogenic agents from trihalomethanes that can cause brain cancer. You have osteomyelitis cancer. You have osteomyelitis cancer within females, bladder cancer in males from that one act. You have recycled water, which is being gone around the law by Congress passing a law saying you can plug this in the ground, keep it in a tank for a year, and then put it back up, and then say you're drilling it out of the water of the soil, which is a fiction. And, of course, that's being done on golf courses. So the whole thing comes down to the thing. You have recycled water, which has its own chemical system of which they're trying to promote as drinking water within major confines of the grid, it's called. So the whole thing comes down to the fact they're saying, well, that's good. Of course, those kinds of agents with the missing electron will cause the pancreatic function of the production of insulin A to be decreased, which will cause the diabetes. So everybody talks about increased diabetes. Well, you're drinking water that has a missing electron. So then number, okay, now you take that and then add the process of the wastewater from the process, the contaminant ecosystem water, which is real, which is so contaminated that they have to truck it on rail cars in this country to keep the contamination away from the process of the major water supply. But many of them just dump it back in the waste disposal system, or they drive it all the way to Niagara Falls to dump it there from fracking so that you can't trace it. And that's been going on for 3 years. So the whole thing comes down to that. Now you take a fourth situation is the fact of drinking the toilet water, which is being educated by the SIPA conflict, which is the United Nations project to get kindergarten children and up to age grade 5 to be able to drink the toilet water. Welcome to the United States of America and the real world, listeners. We'll see you on the next hour of Parker Pathways.
It's true.